This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Always good to be back, Toby. Hi.
We have a mother-daughter battle this week in Birmingham Royal Ballet's revival of Frederick Ashton's ballet La Fille Malgarde at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this, I suppose, mix of spectacular classical ballet with some slick comedy, which was set all against an idealistic version of the English countryside?
Well, it's worth just beginning our chat by saying that, for me, ballet is something I've come to later on in life, and that's largely as a result of audio description, because clearly it's an overtly visual art form, and without that audio description, I would be completely unaware of what was going on stage, even though clearly I can enjoy the music in its own right. So thanks to the audio description of the team at the Hippodrome, Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy, who are their resident describers, I got a great deal out of the show, and I was able to follow the story. I was able to appreciate the set, appreciate the costumes, and appreciate some of, you know, the actual terminology used in ballet, which is obviously something, having never studied it, having never done it, is something I'm not familiar with. So all credit to them for, in a sense, just bringing it to life. And I would suggest that it's probably one of the best ballets for people to see if they've never done a ballet before, because it's easy to follow. It's a bright and colourful, cheery set, or at least this particular production was. And yeah, very enjoyable.
And a lot of humour in this production as well, with, I think, dancing hens who shake their feathered arms as they wake up at dawn, and even a clogged dancing dame, and I think a small horse on stage too. And we often say that comedy and ballet must be the hardest form of theatre for describers to describe. And I wondered, just to sort of, I suppose, clarify that thing you were saying about how much the description brought this alive to you, whether you felt you were getting the same experience as a sighted audience at the Hippodrome?
Well, you know, my yardstick for judging this is, in terms of humour and comedy, is if I find that I'm able to laugh at the same time as my fellow sighted audience members, then I think the audio describer has done his or her job superbly well. And I'm pleased to report that that's exactly what happened. So I was able to appreciate any jokes, so any comic turns, at exactly the same time as other people in the auditorium. And all credit to the describers for making that possible.
And some great performances in this production, and maybe just to highlight a couple, with Beatrice Palmer as Lise. And I think one piece that many people noted was when she stands in the centre of a cartwheel of ribbons, turning serenely on point. And of course, we can't forget Rory McKay as the widow Simone with that clog dance. Did these or any other moments in this ballet stand out for you, Vidar?
Well, I was going to suggest that the clog dance was a particularly, I suppose that it's a well-known piece of music, and because of that, you know, you really appreciate what's being described in terms of the ballet on stage while that music is playing. And again, the audience was applauding at various points for particular ballet moves and, you know, different activity on stage. And again, I was able to join in that applause by the fact that I was given the description from Jonathan and Julia of what was happening. And it was a very inclusive experience. I think that's how I'd sum it up. And if anyone hasn't tried audio-described ballet and thinks it may not be for them, it might be worth just dipping your toe in the water and having a go. You may feel that it still isn't for you, but it's worth trying it out, because it's something that's, in audio description terms, as I think you'd agree, Toby, something relatively new.
I would say so, yes. I mean, I think, you know, sort of over the last 20 or 30 years of audio description, ballet is probably something fairly new. But as you say, with this production, which is very comical and very funny, I think it's a great one for those who both might be new to ballet and for those who are long-term fans of ballet too.
Absolutely right. Couldn't agree more.
Well, for more about Birmingham Royal Ballet and their productions, do visit brb.org.uk. And of course, for more about audio description at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre, do visit their website, which is birminghamhippodrome.com/plan-your-visit/access. Next time, Vida, a bit of opera with Welsh National Opera's production of Rigoletto.
Absolutely, a night at the opera and a bit of Verdi to describe or to share with you and listeners next time we speak, Toby. Thank you.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you for sharing your audio described review of Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of La Fille Melgarde at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a great pleasure. Thanks, Toby.